Howard Jones and Kim Wilde are going to be entertaining Rocking Rest Point in Hobart on Thursday, the 10th of November. And it is time to say hello and welcome to Howard Jones. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Jules. And hello to Fazzy as well.
Matey, thank you so much for your time. And tell us about the 80s for you, because far out, what a ride you had. It must have been an awesome, awesome period in your life.
Yeah, it was. It took me a very long time to sort of get a record deal. I started playing in bands when I was 14, and I finally got a record deal when I was 28. So really, 28 is almost past it for a pop star. So I was so excited about finally being able to put records out and stuff. It was just an amazing ride for about the whole of that decade, really.
Now, you said you started in rock bands at 14, but you also started learning the piano at 7, classically trained. Were you like me, where my parents forced me to do like a couple of hours practice every day?
Yeah, I was one of those. I really didn't want to do the practice. I had a slightly weird teacher when I started out.
That was
quite scary. But I got to a certain age and I suddenly thought, oh, I just absolutely love this. And they couldn't then keep me off the piano. And it became a complete obsession. You know, I was practicing for 4 hours a day. And I don't know if that's particularly healthy at that age, but I was so into it.
Wow.
When you were at the height of your career and you had so much attention on you and everything, coming from such a hard start and fighting so hard for it, was it hard when the decade finished and you sort of like, obviously, you sort of disappeared off the radar for a while? Was that hard?
Yes, it was. It was hard. But when I look back at it on it now, it's just a way of the way that the music business goes, really. You know, you have your spotlight, and that's your time where your flavor of the month, and everyone's, all the attention is on you. And then obviously, younger people come up, and the spotlight goes on them. And making that adjustment was quite difficult. But I actually, I'm not really the sort of person that wants to be in the limelight the whole time. I just love doing what I do and making records and touring, and I don't really want to deal with the huge pressure of being a sort of huge celebrity. I can't imagine doing that for a whole lifetime.
Now, you've come out.
I don't know how people do it.
You've come out to Australia quite a few times over the years, Howard. Have you been to Tassie before?
I've never been. I'm so excited to come and visit. It's always been on my list to come and play there and be there, and I'm finally doing it, which is great.
The first casino in Australia was Rest Point, and that's where you're playing, in that venue.
Great.
There you are. And of course, teaming up with Kim Wilde. Is she a close friend of yours? You get on all right? I hope so.
Yeah, she is a friend. Yeah. And I'm a really good friend of hers and her brother, Ricky. And we see each other quite a lot these days because we do a lot of festivals in the UK. And she shares a couple of band members with me and also some crew members. So that this is why we're able to come and visit Australia this time. We're able to sort of amalgamate our two bands together. So it's actually very exciting.
It is exciting. We can't wait to see you guys. Howard Jones with Kim Wilde, happening on Thursday, the 10th of November at Rest Point in Hobart. Howard Jones, so good to talk to you and welcome to Tassie.
Thank you, Jules and Fazzy. It's been a real great pleasure speaking with you.